You're just in time for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff, the radio outreach of the Christian Research Institute. Our purpose here at CRI is to equip Christians to pursue sound doctrine, to discern truth and error, and to become faithful disciples of Christ, because life and truth matter. For more information, to order resources or donate, call 888-7000-CRI. Or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. As noted in my new book, Incarnation, God's Ultimate Self-Revelation, when Germanic invaders overwhelmed the Roman Empire in the West, Christianity established a new order called Europe. And the underlying principle undergirding that new world order was codified in a singular word. That word was revelation. In fact, Augustine, arguably the greatest theologian of the Christian epoch, believed revelation to be the necessary precondition for all knowledge. No matter how keen a man's eyesight, he can see nothing if confined to pitch black darkness. And so as light is axiomatic to seeing, so revelation is needed for knowing. The realization that revelation is axiomatic for knowledge, in fact, led medieval thinkers to crown theology queen of the sciences. Think Peter Paul Rubens, who personified that elegantly in his 17th century painting, The Triumph of the Eucharist. Now, they're seated in a chariot propelled by angelic beings as theology, queen of the sciences. Walking alongside are philosophy, the wise and grizzled veteran in science, a newcomer in the cosmic conversation. Theology is never absent philosophy and science, but philosophy and science absent revelation leads inexorably to the blind ditch of ignorance. Well, the New World Order that arose from the impotence of the Greco-Roman thought was grounded in the premise that God has revealed himself as creator and sustainer of the universe, and that not only through general and special revelation, but also through the apex of all revelations, namely incarnation. And this is such a lofty apex that I decided to write a book about it, the book available through the ministry of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast all this month for your gift, this book written specifically for those that support the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, and our outreaches around the world. All this month, you can get your gift by simply going to the web, equip.org. And this is a gift, and it is for your gift, equip.org. You can also write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And as always, resource consultants, they are standing by, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. Today, Elliot Miller joins me on the broadcast as we talk about the cover story in the Christian Research Journal. It is titled Medical Marijuana, Miracle Drug, or Spiritual Poison. But in the From the Editor section, Elliot Miller addresses the question, what should Christians do as America goes to pot? And we are quite literally going to pot in two ways. One is we are abdicating moral values that are intricate for the well-being of a society. But we are also quite literally going to pot in that we are now legalizing marijuana. The door has opened. Pandora's box is now revealing its inner substance. And I think we ought to be concerned. Elliot Miller again joins me on today's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. He is the editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. Hi, Elliot.
Hi, Hank.
We're talking about America going to pot. You've written about it. You've experienced it on previous editions of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We've talked about the psychophysical problems. I want to get back to that in a little while. We've also touched on the occult dangers, but I want to talk about the THC liabilities, tetrahydrocannabinol dangers. To put it plainly, when smoking or eating pot, there is simply no objective way to control dosages of THC, and that is the psychoactive chemical inherent in marijuana. Your comment on that, because I think this is the systemic problem. People don't realize how easy it is to get wasted.
Absolutely right, Hank. Yes, as someone who smoked pot heavily when I was my first year of college, which also was my worst year of college, and I think there's a relationship between those two facts. It really did not take long to get high, just four or five hits off of the reefer, the joint, and you're already entering into an altered state of consciousness. And of course, we didn't stop there. You know, we would pass around two or three joints. You know, there'd be maybe five or six of us sitting around a circle or less, passing it around. And, you know, when we really felt we were in a good place, we'd say, oh, I'm wasted, you know, as if that is a desirable goal. You know, it really fits in with the biblical imperative. You know, you just see, I printed out some verses on the subject of dissipation in the Bible, and it just comes up again and again. Luke 21:34. Be on guard so that your hearts will not be weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of life, and that day will not come on you suddenly like a trap. Ephesians 5:18. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. Notice the combination. The Christian's answer to dealing with the problems in life is to be filled with the Spirit. We are to remain sober. We're not to be like those of the world who are in the dark and in the night and who seek to escape their troubles. We can face the troubles because we have Jesus Christ, and he gives us peace. He gives us joy. He gives us purpose. He gives us strength. He gives us what we need. And so it needs to be recognized that the whole practice of smoking marijuana is a way of escaping problems, whether they're physical, psychological, or spiritual. People are escaping by becoming dissipated, by becoming wasted. And this is an effect that can even, you know, impact people using marijuana medically. This is why, you know, we support the idea of Charlotte's Web, which is low in THC and can treat most of the problems that marijuana is helpful for, such as chronic pain and seizures. But, you know, it needs to be measured. It needs to be taken like any other medication, picked up in a pharmacy, prescribed. Take this amount, you know, every so many hours. No, don't just take it home and smoke it or eat it in a brownie and take it to your heart's content. You know, that's where the tea, you know, and I don't know if you're going to point this out, but you've just spelled out pot as a memory device by talking about the psychophysical problems, the occult dangers, and the tetrahydrocannabinol or THC dangers. But this is why we're worried about this, because medical marijuana as a law, as something that gets passed, doesn't make these distinctions, doesn't regulate the amount that people are taking. Furthermore, it puts people in pot culture. I mean, there's a whole thing I know of going to a head shop or going to a marijuana dispensary these days, where you go into that environment, there's a culture that comes around smoking marijuana because it does affect your brain physically, it affects your mind psychologically, and it affects you spiritually. So there's a culture that comes out of that. We're thrusting people into that culture, you know, and then they're coming home and becoming partakers of it. So we're creating addictions and all of the spiritual dangers we're risking people with that we talked about, and it's just not the way to go. The whole idea of an unmeasured, self-medicated, self-treated, that's just not done in the medical world. So we don't need to start here just because a certain number of people want to see recreational marijuana legal and think this is the best way to get it into that position.
Talking to Elliot Miller, editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. If you have not as yet subscribed, an award-winning magazine that no Christian home should be without. You can subscribe in a safe, secure fashion on the web, equip.org, or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, resource consultants are standing by, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. You can talk to them and make your subscription over the telephone. Again, 888-7000 and the letters CRI. As Elliot points out, the Bible does not specifically deal with smoking pot, but its prohibition against intoxication applies nonetheless. People are called to be stewards of both the physical and the metaphysical aspects of their humanity, and to fail to do that is to sin against the very one who created us in the image of God, the Imago Dei. There are a number of issues that we have discussed on previous editions of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We've talked about the psychophysical problems, the occult dangers, as well as what we are just discussing, the THC liabilities. And to put it plainly, when smoking or eating pot, there is simply no objective way to control dosages of THC, the psychoactive chemical inherent in marijuana. Many of you hanging on wanting to talk to Elliot Miller. We'll go right to the phone lines. First up is Clyde, listening in Sioux City, Iowa, Bot Radio. You're on with Elliot Miller.
Hi, Hank. Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
I have a different opinion on the whole legalization of marijuana. One of my big, one of the big reasons why I would be in favor of legalizing it is so that research could be done, so you could regulate the amount of THC. Because in my opinion, as it stands right now, with it being illegal, there isn't that freedom or that funding to do that research. So what do you guys think about that part of it?
Clyde, you bring up a really good point, and I don't think that we have to legalize marijuana for popular consumption in order to legalize it for research. Drugs that are illegal on the street have been used in medical experimentation and research for many, many decades, and there's nothing that would stop a bill from legalizing marijuana for medical research without making it available to the public. There's a distinction that can be made there.
Okay. Right now it's a Schedule 1 or a Schedule 2. I forgot which one it is.
Schedule 1.
But my understanding is when it's a Schedule 1 drug, that even that federal funding isn't available for it, for the research. Is that a correct assumption or...
Well, as a matter of fact, there is research that has been done on marijuana that is legal. There are more restrictions on it, you know, and I don't have a problem with, you know, we elect people to Congress to create or revise laws, and I don't have a problem with changing the classification or making an exception within the classification that would allow for medical research, for medical uses of marijuana. I think that there's a lot that could be done about that. And to say that the answer to that is therefore to make recreational use of marijuana legal, or even medical marijuana in the present form, where people just go out and buy, you know, the substance and then self-medicate themselves through smoking it, you know, that's just not necessary. It can be dealt with in other ways. But you raise a good point.
We will be taking more of your calls on the other side of the break. Do remember that when we talk about marijuana, there are psychophysical problems involved. Elliot has articulated those in the From the Editor section of the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. They are part and parcel of partaking in the weed. Psychological problems, well, they're well documented, including diminished cognitive function, memory impairment, panic attacks, psychotic episodes, hallucinations, sleep deprivation, dependence, and the physical maladies range from respiratory illness and cardiovascular disease to detectable alterations in the structure and the chemistry of the brain. And Dr. Richard Poupard has written about that and provided the research in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal, again, available as a subscription. You can subscribe online, equip.org. You can also write me, for your subscription at Box 8500 Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. As always, resource consults are standing by. They can take your subscription as well. 888-7000 in the letters CRI. Do remember the book Incarnation, brand new, available only to those that support the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute and the Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as our outreaches around the world. I am absolutely, you talk about intoxicated, I'm intoxicated about this book. It is about God's, again, ultimate self-revelation. I think the word sometimes just passes over our lips. We don't really get it. This is a book that'll help you do just that. Be back in just a moment with more of Elliot Miller.
C.S. Lewis once wrote, "God became man to turn creatures into sons, not simply to produce better men of the old kind, but to produce a new kind of man." For sober and serious thinkers, the fact that God truly became man in the person of Jesus staggers the imagination. The very thought that the one who caused hundreds of billions of galaxies to leap into existence should cloak himself in human flesh is, well, unthinkable. Yet in the incarnation, the unthinkable has become real. God has taken on human flesh, not merely to alter the course of human history, but to alter the course of the cosmos. In his new book, Incarnation, Hank Hanegraaff plumbs the depths of this ultimate self-revelation of God. To receive your copy of Incarnation as our appreciation for your financial support, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org. Hank will return in a moment. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Some claim that the Nazis were Christians and that Christianity was responsible for the Holocaust. However, such claims are based on a serious misreading of history and a failure to understand the complexity of National Socialism, which at its core was a new religious movement. Other topics include medical marijuana, miracle drug or spiritual poison, searching for truth and transcendence, the perennial relevance of Plato, caricatures of reason and its users, same-sex marriage, stealing rights from God, as well as the popular Ask Hank column. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. Is it more reasonable to believe that a God exists than not? Is it plausible that such a God would choose to create and communicate with humanity? Can we trust the alleged eyewitness testimony to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus? In Christianity on Trial, one of America's top trial lawyers, Mark Lanier, brings a penetrating legal eye to examine the plausibility of the Christian faith. Explaining the rules that courts follow, he interrogates witnesses from throughout history to explore whether it makes sense to accept the Christian worldview or not. Ultimately, we must all honestly weigh the evidence and choose what is worthy of belief. To receive your copy of Christianity on Trial as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. An infinite God reduced to the size of a human embryo, the creator of time and space, invading both in human form? Such is the mystery and the majesty of the Incarnation, supreme being condescending to become one of us. As we look forward to the Advent and the Christmas season, perhaps nothing is more important than grasping the significance of the coming God in human flesh. Without the life, death, and resurrection of the incarnate one who walked among us, our world would be unfathomably dark. To be equipped as a witness and to be inspired in your walk, you'll want to feast on Hank Hanegraaff's book, Incarnation, The Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. To receive your copy of Incarnation, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Although smoking marijuana effectively treats some illnesses, medical benefits do not outweigh risks. Beyond physical and psychological dangers lurk profound spiritual perils. Marijuana often elicits a sensation of oneness with the universe or God, consistent with Eastern religious thought but antithetical to the message of Jesus Christ. In the latest edition of the Christian Research Journal, find out whether medical marijuana is a miracle drug or a spiritual poison. Start your subscription today by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Once again, here's CRI President Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. A special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast as we take your questions on marijuana. It is a subject that we have written about in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. In fact, from the editor section by Elliot Miller, the title is What Should Christians Do as America Goes to Pot? Elliot has very strong feelings about the subject, and the reason is he not only understands it academically, but he understands it experientially as well. Elliot, one of the things that we have talked about on the Bible Answer Man broadcast is that even the Buddha is said to have partaken of the elixir of life on his pathway towards enlightenment, and as such, he's often pictured clutching a canister of cannabis. And you see in this something very, very dangerous.
Well, I do, Hank, you know, and it's something that I cannot expect a non-believer to immediately understand because they don't have the discernment that comes with understanding the Bible and having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But I do expect Christians to be able to understand this. And it basically has to do with the fact that we live in a fallen world and that the human race is separated from God, but still has spiritual needs, still is aware of a need that something is fundamentally wrong. That's what the Buddha was aware of. Something is fundamentally wrong with human nature. So he went out in his naturalistic way to solve that, and reports say that he did use marijuana, and that it is an aid in this natural quest to try to transcend the human dilemma and find a connection with ultimate reality, to transcend death and suffering, and to find purpose in life. But what is wrong with marijuana and with other psychedelic drugs is they simply catapult you into a world where you are open to the spiritual realm. And when I was, you know, in prayer about this, I was asking, Lord, what was wrong? After I'd already given up marijuana, I still didn't quite understand what was wrong with it. And I went up to a prayer closet in the Christian commune that I was living in, and I asked the Lord, you know, I've given it up. You know, he got his message across to me. I wasn't to use it. I said, but what, please help me to understand what is wrong with it. And I got up from prayer, and I went down and sat down next to this couple that the guy had been the person who originally finally got through to me that I could not combine drug use with Christianity. And as I sat down, they were mentioning drugs right as I sat down. And I had just, you know, 2 minutes earlier asked the Lord to show me what was wrong with drugs. So I asked them what they were saying, and his fiance said, well, I was just telling him that, you know, we'll call him Tom, that I was just telling Tom that I'm writing my sister a letter to warn her not to use drugs because she accepted the Lord with the rest of us, but she's gone back to smoking grass. And so I'm warning her that drugs open up your mind to a spiritual realm, but that realm is not of God, and it gives you a false peace and a false light so that you think you're on the road to heaven. You think everything is okay when really you're on the road to hell. And so when that explanation was given to me, I understood that this drug, because we're fallen and because the devil has access to our mind, anything that makes our mind into a void, into a passive state like that, opens us up to demonic manipulation and deception, and Satan transforms himself into an angel of light. So this has been the way that people connect with the spiritual realm throughout human history, altered states of consciousness. It's never been the way God does. God forbids all that activity. Deuteronomy 18, 9 through 14, he forbids mediumship. He forbids spiritism, sorcery, and magic, and divination. And all of those practices have in common that people have to get into a trance-like state to practice them, so that they are open to spiritual help, to spirit entities, familiar spirits who help them perform their crafts. And so anything that opens your mind up like that is an abomination to God. It is not how God communicates with us. He communicates with us through his word and through prayer and through the indwelling Holy Spirit and through the active use of our mind meditating upon his word and his ways.
Talking to Elliot Miller, editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. He's written an article for the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. It's in, from the editor section, titled, What Should Christians Do as America Goes to Pot? You can subscribe to the journal online, equip.org, or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Resource Consultants is always standing by, 888-7000. And the letter CRI. Let's go to the phone lines, talk to Stephanie, Kansas City, Missouri. Hi, Stephanie.
Doing fine, Hank. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. I first want to tell you, when I first started listening to you, I can tell I hadn't grown as much as I have now because I used to get so mad at you. When I listen to you, now you bring Jesus into my life every night after work on my way home, and I'm so glad God brought me back to your radio station.
Bless you, Stephanie.
Thank you. I was introduced to all kinds of drugs about 12 years old, being the youngest in the house, and I pretty much, I'm 43 years old, and I pretty much smoke marijuana daily. I don't know that I could have a normal functioning life without it. I'm a little scared.
Elliot, what to do?
Well, you know, I quoted a passage earlier, but there's a passage that to me is very relevant on that subject, and that is Ephesians chapter 4. Paul says, do not give the devil an opportunity. Now, here's the thing. Do not give the devil a foothold, other translations use. And this is a basic realization that we're living, Stephanie, in a continual spiritual battle. And if we try to deal with our problems through dissipation, like we were seeing, what we're doing is we're falling into the devil's hands. God has called us to not allow ourselves to respond to our problems through some kind of means of dissipation, some kind of means of escape, but to face them, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, and to be able to receive God's provision. And I promise you, if you simply realize this is not optional, the Scripture condemns sorcery. What is the Greek word for sorcery? It's pharmakeia. The sorcerers used hallucinogenic drugs in order to open themselves up to the spiritual realm. And so you can definitely say that the use of drugs is pharmakeia. It is sorcery, and it is condemned. It's not as though the Bible does not address this. So when you're obedient to the Scripture and you follow what the Lord has said and you trust him, that's where the reality of the Holy Spirit in your life is going to make himself known, and you're going to be able to do things you didn't think that you could do.
But what if she has, as Stephanie was just talking about, an addiction? She's been smoking marijuana for many, many years, and can't imagine going a day without it. How to break the addiction?
Well, again, it's taking a stand of faith and obedience and trusting that God is going to support you through this, number one. Number two, do you go to church, Stephanie? Are you involved with
the
church?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Have you confided about this habit with anybody at church?
Yes, the lady who actually got me into church.
Okay, great. That's perfect. a covenant with her to pray with you and to be there and to be available for you to call her or visit her if you're struggling with this, but that you're making a commitment.
Do you think my brain or my body might really freak out after 30 years of use? Is there like a withdrawal?
Well, we know that marijuana is not physically addictive in that way. Psychologically, yes, you're going to struggle, but to say that you can't give it up, I mean, if you feel the need for it, there are Christian, I'm not sure exactly in Kansas City where to refer you, but, you know, there are different ministries where if you need to go into a situation where you're living with other people who are getting over drugs, that is available, where you would be in a situation with supervision, teaching, counseling, accountability, support, all the things that you need. That would be available. Now, with marijuana, a lot of people would not find that necessary, but they will need to have an accountability partner, someone who can stand with them, you know, as you go through the psychological withdrawal from this drug.
Let's spend just a moment praying for you, Stephanie. Lord, we bring Stephanie before your throne of grace. We thank you that she loves you, that she's committed to you. And we pray, Lord, that even now that you would give her an accountability network so that she could break a psychological addiction to the use of marijuana. Oh, Lord Jesus, I pray that you would bring people and circumstances into her life, that you would be the one who sustains her, fulfills her, gives her encouragement, gives her peace. Lord, thank you so much for the connection that we have been able to make over the radio, and Lord, for the people that now will pray for Stephanie. And Lord, when we give this issue to you, we give it to you not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit. Oh, there's no wisdom, there's no counsel, there's no understanding against the Lord. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory belongs to the Lord. And Lord, we pray even now that you would provide that victory, that you would sustain Stephanie, that you would alleviate whatever psychological addiction there is, and Lord, that you would replace whatever need was once replaced by marijuana, that you would be the ultimate replacement, that your Spirit would not only change Stephanie, but that your Spirit engrafted in her life would liberate Stephanie. And again, Lord, we pray this in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, relying on the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you so much for this opportunity to come into your presence as your children.
Amen.
Amen. We are coming to a station break. Stephanie, thank you for your call. We will remember you in prayer. The other side of the break, more calls on the issue of marijuana, more conversation, communication with Elliot Miller. He's editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. The journal is available as a subscription. You can subscribe in a safe, secure fashion online at equip.org. And as we pray, do remember that prayer is not vainly muttering. It is firing the winning shot. Back in just a few moments with more.
Can you imagine the headline, God Takes on Flesh? Sounds like one of those wildly extravagant claims of the cheapest and cheesiest tabloids, doesn't it? Well, wild and extravagant it certainly is, but even more astonishing, absolutely true. That's the arresting impact of the Incarnation. The one who inhabits eternity has stepped into time to take on human flesh and dwell among us. Tragically, this mind-boggling event that profoundly altered the course of history, as well as millions of lives over the centuries, is often muffled in the fanfare and busyness of an increasingly commercial Christmas. Yet in his new book, Incarnation, Hank Hanegraaff reveals why God's ultimate act of self-revelation is a treasure beyond words. You don't want to miss Hank's new book, Incarnation.
To receive your copy of Incarnation as our thank you for your gift, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to CRI's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit equip.org, equip.org. Hank will be back right after this. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. Here's what's in the latest issue of the Christian Research Journal. Although smoking marijuana effectively treats some illnesses, medical benefits do not outweigh risks. Beyond physical and psychological dangers lurk profound spiritual perils. Marijuana often elicits a sensation of oneness with the universe or God, consistent with Eastern religious thought, but antithetical to the message of Jesus Christ. Other topics include theologically informed evangelism, the Nazi war against Christianity, Jehovah's Witnesses, and blood transfusion. Off the Map, Bill Johnson and the Pursuit of Extra-Biblical Authentication. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI or subscribe online at equip.org. Peer out into the night sky on a crystal clear evening. Chances are you can see about 3,000 stars, a mere drop in the celestial ocean, because astronomers confirm that the real number of stars in the heavens is on the order of 100 sextillion. If you could hitch a ride on a beam of light traveling at 186,000 miles per second, it would take you 100,000 years just to cross our Milky Way galaxy. To cross the universe, it would take you 93 billion years. Does the vastness and orderliness of the cosmos count as evidence for God? Learn what one of America's leading trial lawyers says in Christianity on Trial. To receive your copy of Christianity on Trial, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches. 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. This, then, is the climax of divine revelation, God with us. The infinite has progressively revealed himself in accordance with our finitude. Thus, prior to Emmanuel, general and special revelation revealed his glory. But in the incarnation, we have seen his glory. Thus writes Hank Hanegraaff in his book, Incarnation, the Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. In short, God's incarnation in human flesh is the apex of revelation, his last word. In taking on human flesh, God gives us more than the clearest image of who he is. He gives us himself. To receive your copy of Incarnation as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches or visit equip.org. Equip.org. The governing body of the Jehovah's Witnesses decrees that the Bible forbids blood transfusions. However, the JW Blood Doctrine misappropriates the prohibition of eating animal blood and has no legitimate hermeneutical basis in Scripture. To understand the Jehovah's Witnesses' misuse of Scripture and their blood doctrine, you need to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org. Let's return to the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Here's your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
A quick reminder that, like the Trinity, the doctrine of the Incarnation is often considered to be logically incoherent. And while many issues surrounding the Incarnation, such as the precise modes of interaction between Christ's divine nature and his human nature, may transcend our human understanding, the doctrine of the Incarnation does not transgress the laws of logic. I wrote about this in my new book, available only to our listeners. It's titled Incarnation, the Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. I am so excited about this book. It's a quick read, but it is about arguably the most important subject that you will ever deal with. We're talking about God's ultimate self-revelation. Don't let those words simply pass by your ears without grasping the intent. This is God revealing himself to us. I've written about all that entails in Incarnation, available for your gift to the ongoing work of the Christian Research Institute, Bible Answer Man Broadcast, and our outreaches around the world. You can acquire your copy online, equip.org, or by writing me, Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Resource Consultants is always standing by, 888-7000. And the letters CRI, Editor-in-Chief Elliot Miller, is in studio as we talk about the Christian Research Journal. It's an award-winning magazine. Again, you can subscribe in a safe, secure fashion on the web, equip.org. We're also taking your calls. Let's go back to the phone lines. Next call for Elliot Miller, Kevin in Hermitage, Tennessee. Hi, Kevin. You're on with Elliot Miller.
Hi there. Okay. So I couldn't help but to think that y'all had a one-sided kind of bias. Yes, I do believe that it brings a certain opening to that demonic Roman thing. But also I do believe that, especially in this age of decadence and things like that, that we do need a different. We need a cleansing of perception, and that brought that to me in a meditative, way in that sort of sense. And to a certain extent, yes, because just to give you a little bit about myself, for about 3 or 4 years now, I have been in the occult. I've also been through a lot of the religions and things like that. But also through my own biasness, it has brought me back to the truth and Christianity and things.
So what are you saying, Kevin? Are you saying that there is a positive spiritual impact that can be had by marijuana?
Absolutely. This world is truly coming to a place of selfishness, of total. I can't trust the guy next to me. He might be somebody that that sort of thing. When you go into that altered state and you bring yourself out of that area, it's not that you are transcending your ego at all. You are ultimately, I don't know about all the brain chemistry and that sort of thing, but you're bringing yourself up past that reptilian R complex type thing. Don't get me confused with anything like David Icke or anything like that, but I'm saying that, that reasoning, that higher reasoning, brings a perception that can actually help alleviate some of the symptoms of our day-to-day just trying to survive and just totally being in that survival type of mode.
Elliot, your perspective.
Kevin, I totally understand what you're talking about. You and I would have been in complete agreement at some point in time a long time ago, only because I've been around a long time. But there was a time when I thought the same way, and I vigorously defended my use of marijuana. I debated Christians about it, and it was only because God would not let up on the subject. He kept pursuing me. He kept convicting me that drugs were not compatible. This is not a part of his prescribed means of reaching us. In fact, he specifically condemns using substances for the purposes of altering your consciousness. And his method of reaching us, again, there's a real tie in. There are so many passages in Scripture that condemn dissipating your life through drunkenness rather than being filled with the Holy Spirit, being sober, being vigilant. And we don't need to escape our normal state of consciousness. What we need to do is allow Jesus Christ to come right in the center of it. And the way that we do that is through the study of his word. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you will know what is the good, the true, and the acceptable. And this is through the Word of God, through memorizing, meditating upon, filling yourself with the Word of God, and then you've got the Holy Spirit, if you're a born-again believer, within you. This is going to bring you that perspective alteration that you rightly see that we need. But I'm just saying that God's way has never been through drugs, through altered states of consciousness, because that is connected to the fallen state. That's why you become open to demons through those states of consciousness. God comes in supernaturally. I call that natural spirituality, and you use natural things like marijuana or breathing and meditation to open up to the spiritual realm that controls this natural world, the prince of the power of the air. Okay, but we are called to be sober, be vigilant, recognize that the devil is walking around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour, and put on the armor of God, and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and we can stand up and have the new perspective that you rightly say we need, that it comes from the Word of God. It does not come from making our mind a blank.
So Kevin is saying that there's a positive spiritual dimension. You are saying that that is like fool's gold, that is a delusion. You think it's enlightened, you think it's bringing you closer to God, but it's a real trap.
Yeah, you know, and I'm not saying that somebody smoking marijuana may not have some kind of insight that proves to be true. But the problem is they're opening themselves up to having six delusions along with that one insight. This is not the way that God works. He doesn't work through you opening up your mind to all the demons that are around. You know, he works through a way that the demons can't get to, and that's through the Word of God and prayer. Through your direct, see, we don't have to just resort to these kinds of measures to escape our normal state of misery, darkness, sinfulness, or whatever. God has broken into history through the Word of God and through the person of Jesus Christ. He's given us the faith to grasp onto these things. He's given us His Word, and as we fill our minds and hearts with what His will is, with what His Word is, with the goodness of Jesus Christ, meditating on all the things that He said and did, it transforms us, and it lifts us up above the muck. And so this is biblical sanctification. It's not resorting to chemicals.
Talking to Elliot Miller, editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal. He's written a very poignant piece in the current edition of the Christian Research Journal. It's titled, What Should Christians Do as America Goes to Pot? The journal is available as a subscription. You can subscribe in a safe, secure fashion online, equip.org. Back to the phone lines. Zach next in Winter Park, Florida, listening on the web. Hi, Zach. You're on with Elliot Miller.
Oh, hi. Hi, Hank.
Hi.
You know, I have a lot of friends. You know, I'm in college, and, you know, in college, a lot of people experiment with drugs. And I have a lot of friends who, you know, who casually smoke marijuana, and I have friends that, you know, are hardcore and, you know, smoke marijuana all the time. You know, I've been listening to the broadcast, and I found it actually quite interesting. But how do I, you know, help distinguish the fact from the fiction, and how do I convey this information to my friends who do these drugs, and in a way that is both, you know, gentle and gently and intellectually?
Elliot, that's one of the reasons that we produced the current edition of the Christian Research Journal with its two articles.
That's a good place to begin. That's a good place to begin.
I'll have to check it out then. But is there like a specific keyword that I should look up, like, you know, cannabis or marijuana? I'm a Christian.
Well, here's what you can do. I want Elliot to answer your question, but here's what you can do. You can hang on. I'll be happy to put a copy of the journal into your hand. So you hang on after Elliot gets done with his discussion.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes. There's two full-length articles. This is the longest editorial I've ever written. It's four pages long, dealing with just the issue of what should Christians do, and that is specifically what you're asking, what should Christians do as America goes to pot. And so that would be a good place to start, and then to deal with the issue of medical marijuana, as well as further insight into the spiritual and psychological dimensions. The article by Dr. Richard Pupar that immediately follows mine, these are going to give you basic tools and information that you can use. Beyond that, for greater discernment into the issue of altered states of consciousness and why this is biblically dangerous, I wrote a three-part series on yoga, and part three, A Call for Christian Discernment, part three of that three-part series, which is available on equip.org, deals with a lot of the same issues, which are the dangers inherent in altered states of consciousness and why God, some of the things I've been talking about on the air here, about why God has chosen a different way to reveal himself to us and for us to commune with him. So that would be another place to go, would be part three of my series on yoga, or if you have an interest in yoga, and you, it really raises a lot of the same spiritual concerns we're talking about here, I would recommend that you access those articles online. And then there are books. You can still get my book, A Crash Course on the New Age Movement, from Amazon.com, even though it's out of print. There's Doug Grotius's books on the New Age, Unmasking the New Age, Confronting the New Age. And this is dealing with the worldview, the altered states of consciousness, if not the drugs. There hasn't been a lot written on drugs from the standpoint of what we're talking about here that I can recommend you to, but we're getting that ball rolling here.
Elliot Miller, okay. Our very own Elliot Miller, he is editor-in-chief of the Christian Research Journal, and he has written in the From the Editor section of the journal, What Christians Should Do as America Goes to Pot. You can subscribe to the journal online, equip.org, or write me at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. Resource Consultants is always standing by, 888-7000 and the letter CRI. The journal deals with cutting-edge issues. This is one of them, but there are many more. This is, again, why we are urging you to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. You can do that today, again, in a safe, secure fashion on the web at equip.org. Elliot Miller, as always, great to have you on the broadcast.
Thanks, Hank.
And we will be back next time with more of the show, more answers to your questions. Stay tuned for that.
Thanks for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our daily commitment here at CRI is to defend the faith once for all delivered to the saints and equip believers to become true disciples of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to order resources or listen to the broadcast online, visit our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-274. Of course, you can write to CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. An infinite God reduced to the size of a human embryo, the creator of time and space, invading both in human form? Such is the mystery and the majesty of the Incarnation, supreme being condescending to become one of us. As we look forward to the Advent and the Christmas season, perhaps nothing is more important than grasping the significance of the coming God in human flesh. Without the life, death, and resurrection of the incarnate one who walked among us, our world would be unfathomably dark. To be equipped as a witness and to be inspired in your walk, you'll want to feast on Hank Hanegraaff's book, Incarnation, The Ultimate Self-Revelation of God. To receive your copy of Incarnation, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org. Is it more reasonable to believe that a God exists than not? Is it plausible that such a God would choose to create and communicate with humanity? Can we trust the alleged eyewitness testimony to the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus? In Christianity on Trial, one of America's top trial lawyers, Mark Lanier,
brings a penetrating legal eye to examine the plausibility of the Christian faith. Explaining the rules that courts follow, he interrogates witnesses from throughout history to explore whether it makes sense to accept the Christian worldview or not. Ultimately, we must all honestly weigh the evidence and choose what is worthy of belief. To receive your copy of Christianity on Trial as our appreciation for your financial partnership, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support CRI's life-changing outreaches, or visit equip.org.